Okay, the story could be one of those small comic things. Again, here Richard Wagner is sitting. It's a mini series, part four, the story of Richard Wagner at 25.10. He's sitting there talking. All distinguished gentleman, respectable, big artist, friend of the king. You know, he's talking to his family and friends around the dinner table and saying, well, from there, I just take it into my story. I could even copy that, this scene there. You have this aging lord of the great British Empire sitting there. It could be in this fine old office in the city of London, in that big power building. I mean, we're talking old, you know, the descendants of the Roman Empire. So we can really see that here we have one of those, you know, he's in the dynasty of the British Empire, colonial leaders of the world, and he's still leader of the world. So he's talking about the situation today, beginning of 2026. And you know, you have this one over there and that one over there. And there are the kids or grandkids sitting there, and they're not that interested, but listening politely. They just want to go out and play games, something on their computers. But he's talking, an old man, seriously, and he is talking serious talk here. That, you know, that country over there in the east, and the one over there in the west, and the international finances, and I think we need a war. That would be the solution. And the others, they kind of look at him, his daughter and wife, whatever, like, they don't dare to say anything, really. But they, like, their looks say that, really? Do you mean you want war? But then we realize, as the story goes on here, that, yeah, him and some of his other old lord friends of the great empire, in the great empire, well, they know how these things are done, and we've done it before. It was the First World War. We had to do something there, and the Second World War. I mean, sometimes wars, they are needed to bring the finances back up again, to unify your people again. It's, you know, it went too far. So yeah, a good war. Has proven to sometimes be the best medicine for the planet. So, I mean, that kind of reasoning there, it really starts to become convincing. And maybe he's just stating the fact that this is how nature works here. You know, you have Mother Kali there. Who is she? I mean, she's that destruction that sometimes, you know, Mother Nature takes that form. If you don't live in harmony here with between each other and the rest of nature, if you start destroying nature around you and torturing exploiting, enslaving each other, and, you know, greed rules and so on, then, well, it's time to learn. And then they send their children out. Well, not, of course, the children of the leaders. They become maybe some big military leaders in uniform who stand there in the nuclear-proof luxury bunker somewhere in the mountain, under the mountain, the most protected in the world, and look at it, or conduct it, great world war. So that's what is in the vision of some. But others don't share that vision. Their vision is rather this: let's kick those stupid psychopath, narcissist, greedy leaders in the ass. They can come working on our farms. Because now we're gonna do it our way. And we are nice people who just want to mind our own business and leave each other in peace. And have a good time while this life lasts. It's short anyway. You know, then you have one of those. Or you see there that there's a whole crowd, like a billion people or two or three behind that, you know, who that voice comes from.